My name is JC, and welcome to the first ever episode, or just, I mean, is that what they call it? Episode? Yeah, episode of our new official podcast, the WCN Podcast. I'm your host, JC, the one with JC. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and, also on YouTube. Subscribe. But, yeah, we're gonna jump right into this. The first episode, we're gonna be doing a lot of stuff. So I would love to introduce my good friends, Trey, Matt, and Josh. And we are gonna be talking about our Fortnite roleplay series. So, how are you guys doing today?
I'm doing
Pleasure to
good.
be here.
Yes, I mean, I'm excited. This is our first ever, podcast. I mean, how do you guys feel about it? I mean, it's gonna be interesting because we've never done this before. This is our first take. It's gonna be really interesting because it's also pretty late at night, and I'm excited about this. So our first topic is we're gonna be asking questions about the Fortnite roleplay series. So based on your current, roles in the RP series, have you guys been enjoying it? I mean, would you guys recommend it for other people to do them? Trey can go
I've
first.
been
Trey.
pretty content. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I've been
exactly.
pretty content with my main character, and I think that he's gone through a little bit of character development, even though unfortunately he has died a few. But it's all right, because he comes back pretty much every time. But I would like to say that you should not be afraid to do small characters, because that can also bring out other voices that you might want to do. That would be one of the few things that I would say, having small main like small insignificant characters can for sure branch out your like voices. So don't be afraid of doing them. That's all I can say.
Agreed. So, Matt, you want to continue on this. So, how do you feel like being a role in the Fortnite roleplay series? Do you enjoy doing it? Do you guys enjoy, doing the RPs? How do you feel about it, Matt?
I mean, it's just fun in general, like hanging out with you guys and just, no, just really having fun doing the RP.
Josh, what about you?
Well, I mean, I have multiple roles inside of the Fortnite roleplay series,
Yes,
but
indeed.
it's actually pretty nice to be in roleplay actually, and it's pretty funny as well. There's a little bit of humor inside of the
Agreed. Yeah,
roleplay.
there's a lot of humor, and we have fun doing it. I mean, people think, oh, we're gonna be yelling at each other. I mean, we don't. We have
Actually, we do
fun.
yell at each other quite a bit, not gonna lie. We
I
do
mean,
get kind of
true.
cranky.
Yeah,
Like I might yell at
after doing multiple
JC
takes, we yell at
when
each
it's
other. But
super mad.
under those circumstances, when we finish an RP, we have a lot of fun and we actually enjoy it. So I mean, I'm glad we have the group we have. I mean, we have Josh, we have Trey, we have Matt, we have Lisa, and we have Ken or Super and. Obviously Slime, we're doing collab with her, and I mean, we've just grown on so many levels, on the Fortnite roleplay series. I've really been enjoying doing them. Like the fact that I can bring out the side of me that loves acting and loves doing something that I want to do in my life, and the fact I can come out there and just say, hey, I'm acting this person, or you're doing this, you're doing that. And, like, I feel like a director in like a movie or something, which makes me feel great in a way. But like, with your current like thoughts and everything, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you enjoy doing the RPs?
I would say I would.
I mean, I would prefer it personally to be more like, I prefer D&D, to be honest, because like it's, I feel like it's a lot easier for us to interact and stuff, and it's also good because you, are pretty much working on the spot really, and just guessing everything with the dice. So, I think it would be like overall for the roleplay that we're doing for just Fortnite, probably like a 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, somewhere around that
Okay, I
area.
respect that, yeah. What's that?
I absolutely agree with Trey.
I mean, seriously. What about you, Matt?
I agree with Trey too. We have smart ideas when we like we don't really script, so we just make it
Oh yeah,
up
we go
and
off just like kind of ideas, honestly. I think the best thing about this group, I'm gonna be straight up honest with you, the best thing about this group is we have a lot of creative ideas, and I mean, the funny thing is, you know, as soon as we heard about this Doomsday device, we had to put that into the RP. And that's what made it really interesting, because we were thinking of, okay, what could we do? We obviously know Shadow and Ghost are going against each other. We wanted to put that in there, but, you know, the bigger picture is that Midas is actually doing something in the background, and then that ties with the storyline, so that's when we add Tempest, that's when we add all those people. So, I mean, it, you know, it's fun, because we get to bring out different characters, different character developments. Out of all the people in RP, what is your favorite character development, guys?
For character development?
Yes, indeed.
Like, for just our roleplay, or just overall for the season?
For our roleplay.
Like,
just for RP, yeah. Oh, for just overall, play. Yes.
Maybe Midas?
Yeah, I respect that. Midas, I mean, he's got a really interesting story. And we'll talk about this. Trey is actually, he voices three different characters. He voices Midas, the devil, Trey, and just Trey,
and the scientist.
And the scientist. And the scientist, yep. But, I mean, you just, like, there's been multiple occasions where, like, he's been doing the RPs or whatever, and his voice just goes, and I'm like, oh, crap, okay, so, gotta give him a break,
kinda
obviously.
Took a nail there, not gonna lie.
I did. But the point is that, like, do you guys think we overwork you? Because I don't think I do. Like, you guys enjoy doing them.
I guess because sometimes I don't have enough liquid in me, and I don't have any lozenges or anything to relieve my sore throat. So it's kind of my fault, but, like, you're not entirely overworking me, because, like, I've done actual, like, voice acting gigs for a couple of my friends, because they've done animations and such.
Yes, indeed.
But, not that difficult for a voice actor. Sure, some voices might be really difficult, and you need to take breaks for them, because you might really damage your vocal cords, and most people don't want that, especially as a voice actor. But just be cautious and be able to pay attention to how your voice is, because if you're going out, don't try and force it. End it for the day. Take a break. Get some lozenges, get some water, whatever. Chill out. Get a Halls or two. Just chill out after that.
Indeed. Yes. Okay, so Matt and Josh, so what do you think is the most interesting character in the RP series, honestly? What do you guys think?
Most likely Midas, and probably the main character such as you guys.
Okay, I respect that, yeah. I don't know why, but I think Super kind of has an interesting storyline, to be honest. Like, the fact that he just, you know, if you just turned into a sludge. But we're gonna go deeper into that later on in the seasons, and that's what's gonna get really interesting. I think that right now Trey has the most interesting character development, because of the fact that he's died multiple times, and he, you know, was possessed by a demon, and all that. But I want to hear in the comments section, if you guys are still listening to this podcast, what is your favorite character in the RP series? Because I want to know, because if you guys do like, you know, the different characters, be sure to let us know which favorite characters are, because there's a lot of different people in the RP series, and we're going to have a lot more coming, so don't worry about that. There's going to be a lot of exciting things happening for the thing, so yeah, but we're going to go into the next topic, of the RP series or whatever. What is your favorite episode that you filmed? What was your favorite episode to film? We could also talk about Survivor if you guys want to. I really think that's a cool roleplay too. That's one of my favorites to do as well. But, yeah.
Well, I am drunk.
Just give me like a quick second, because I'm going to go look through your thingy mover.
Yeah, I got you. To personally think, my favorite episode to film was me getting like you know when you guys like possessed me at the end of the video, like
it possessed... say episode 2 of the first season.
Episode 2 of the first season. That was a fun episode. That I enjoyed that one, because that's when we got teleported to the future, and yeah, like I don't remember what episode that was. Was that the one where we saw the monster? Was that the one?
No. I believe so, actually. Yeah, that was when we had our job.
Let me check. I'm gonna check. Yeah, we went for... Yeah, I think that it is. Yeah, okay.
Well, the monster was the second episode, and then, like,
Yeah.
Then you like showed. And
Yeah,
then
I get
after
it.
you went to the like season X, the Neo tilted, and then
Yeah.
yeah.
That was a while ago. It felt like forever, to be honest.
Oh my god,
Remember?
yeah, man, it really did.
Yeah, you went to the detective
Even though it's been
agency,
like
and then
a couple
like you went to
seasons.
Rocket
Wait,
Launch,
wait,
and then
wait,
the
wait,
Black
wait,
Launch.
Yeah.
wait. Neo Tilted came out in season 9, though. Tilted Town came out in season 10. Because
No.
season 10 was,
Okay.
season 10's theme was Out of Time.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But that's, I mean, the fact that, like, my favorite episode of film, to be honest, was either, the jail episodes, like the jailbreak episode,
Oh yeah,
Oh,
that's
I also
the
did Riptide. That's another thing that I've always
oh yeah,
enjoyed.
he did do the Riptide. Oh my god, he's done so, I
Yeah,
mean,
that
it's
was
crazy.
good.
Yeah, that was my
I've
favorite.
always
That's one. That
wanted
was
to do
probably
the
my.
fifth one.
That was probably my
Why?
favorite one of yours, probably, to be honest.
Boomer.
I called you Boomer. Okay, Boomer. Yeah, I remember that. That was, a lot of people were laughing in the comment section for that. But the point was, my favorite episodes to film. I think it was the first episode when we first had the idea, and then I made that trailer. Which, looking back at that trailer, I literally put no work into
Yeah.
it. Oh
Which
my
one? The first
god,
episode
the
or the
first
first
ever.
season?
The trailer, like, I
Oh,
cut. The music is
yeah.
terrible. It's just awful. And I remember back then, Trey was like, "Oh my god, dude, this looks awesome. This is the best thing ever." And I'm just sitting here like,
That's funny.
okay. But I'm being honest, I think season two has been better than season one, in my opinion. I mean, like, season two, we've had more character development and more of a story to tell than
Yeah.
season one. And the funny thing is, all these teachers are asking me, like, you know, you need to be reading and stuff. I'm telling them, I'm reading scripts and I'm doing an RP series. I mean, that's pretty much a story. I mean, if you were to say so,
Yeah.
like,
I mean,
it
it
is.
would be nice if we did have scripts, but we don't. And I don't really want to overwork myself.
Exactly, that's the thing. I don't want to print
Well,
out
we used
scripts
to
for
have
everyone.
scripts. We now
Yeah, like, that's
listen.
why we
We
just come up with it on the spot like that.
Yeah, I mean,
now
but
listen.
that.
But it would be nice if we had like a lot of people that were like willing to do stories, or not stories, plot or plots,
Or to
and
write
also
stories.
scenes and well, not scenes, plots and oh my
Character
god.
development.
No, plots and scripts. Holy
Okay.
crap, why was that so hard?
Okay, yeah, so my favorite episodes were back, it was actually really recent. I like the episode where we went over to the rig and we took out TNT, and that was a cool episode. I like that one. Saving Super, that was a cool episode. I think season two has been my favorite season overall for like
Yeah.
episode purposes because I put a lot more effort in those videos, so that's what made me excited to post them and everything. You know, putting music in the background, making it more cinematic, you know, more fun for people to watch. And the fact you guys absolutely love them and, you know, reach the like goals and everything is amazing. So thank you guys for that. Now, I think, to be honest, my favorite episode, it was the jail one. I love that episode. Like, I don't know why. It was just such a fun episode to film.
Yeah.
Like, the
And
fact
then we
that
have like
Midas punches me in the face and takes me to jail, and then we have to, you know, we talk, and then of course Super's there and all this crap. So it gets even crazier and crazier, and then it goes into a bigger plot, and we meet new people and stuff like that. It kind of just ties in with the whole thing. But yeah, Matt, what's your favorite episode?
Honestly, I'm gonna go with the jail too, because like when I like switched the plot when I was the aim, like that, like you, like we would have had a thought of a different way for you to get out of jail, you know? Like if I wasn't like a quote unquote human that got
Oh
turned
yeah,
into a robot,
agreed. Yep.
then you would probably like who knows what would happen. Like you
The
would have been
Doomsday Device would
actually.
have already came out, already been destroyed.
Speaking of about that, we kind of went over what we were like having for our lines or whatever for the scripts,
Yes, agreed.
and Matt actually added that at the end, but we just kept it in because we didn't really have a problem with it.
And I
So
mean,
that
it was
was pretty
actually a perfect idea, and it led, like, that's the thing I love.
Yeah.
Our character development, we get creative. That's the thing I love about it,
But
is
we
we get
haven't gotten it too definitely for
it's
character
called
development.
being
Agreed.
smart
We're not even
movies.
close to the end of our character development. There's so much more to be shown in
You can
character
go till
development.
like season chapter 4, like holy
Oh
crap.
my god, yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I think season 3 is gonna be really interesting because then that's gonna change how we think about things.
Yeah.
Who knows? We might be different skins in the RP. We don't know. I really don't know. Like,
with the battle pass next season, like it could change. You know.
Well, agreed. But I think it'll be interesting. I really do. Okay. So moving on. Try. So what was your episode again? What was your favorite one?
Season 1, episode 2.
Okay. Yeah. Josh, what was yours?
Okay, so basically, this is not really an episode. It's more of like a funny content of it. So if we remember when we were first trying out, like this was back in season 8, by the way.
Oh my god! Yeah, we were first trying out RPs and.
Yeah. And then I was, and I had to be Ember. Remember?
Oh, right! Yo,
real quick, like, I think I might have the video footage of that. Can I put that in there? Like, I'm not even Kevin. Can we put that on the screen? Oh, what's happening to me? I feel really strange.
we didn't actually air that, didn't we?
No, we didn't, because it was so cringy, and I felt, oh my god, this is awful.
If you put that up there, everyone gets, like...
Oh my god. Yeah, I think I deleted the video. I think I deleted it. I don't know, though. Like, I literally... Let me check. Because I might still have it. I don't know, though. I'm going to check. Oh, my God. If I still have it, I'm going to laugh. I'm literally going to laugh so hard. But so, the point is, that was the funniest thing ever. Ah, what's happened to me? I feel really strange. Uh-oh. Ah. And then
I did like a whole
bro. I still have it. Oh my god, yes. I still have it. Yo, wait, can I play it? I'll play it right now.
No, put that on the screen.
What's up? No, I'm gonna play it on video.
Shut up.
God, sick. What is going on? Why is my thing? All this stuff happening right now in the background. Okay, listen.
Disciples. Oh, my voice was so high pitched. Oh my god.
Yeah, listen.
By giving you this to drink. Take this.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Is that JC? Now,
no, that's Josh. That's Josh.
Fire, must die, soul to burn.
That's Trey.
Now become strong. Become one.
Obviously.
Now become Ember.
What's happening to me?
Yes.
Oh my god, dude, that was probably the funniest thing ever, dude. Oh my god. Okay, so moving on. I mean, we can all agree. What is your favorite RP out of all the RPs? Would you rather do the Fortnite roleplay series, or would you rather do our Survivor RP? I mean, the Survivor, I love that one. That's
probably just the original RP, because yeah, that's just easier. I don't want to do that much work.
Honestly, I would do the original, because it's so much easier for the storyline, because agreed. We have Battle Lab, and
yeah,
so
we don't because we have Fortnite to rely on.
Agreed, yeah,
yeah,
we really do.
Have to build maps inside, like, creative. Like,
yeah, agreed.
Yeah, and also, you don't have to, really, to be honest.
I'm not
and
even
also Survivor is based off of the zombie apocalypse, so.
Agreed, yeah, 100%.
It's fun to, like, the Survivor's fun to do, but it just takes a lot of time to, like,
yeah, agreed. Huge shout out to our map builders. We have Zero Skills, Panda My Gam. We have, like, a lot of different people who build maps, and, like the community, tech. The community is just, like, a lot of people help build the maps, and we thank you for that. Like, literally, we thank everyone who builds maps for us, because that
shout
shows me. Agreed, yeah. But, like, the fact that everyone just loves the videos and everything is just remarkable, to be honest. But, so, I think what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the next topic, and that is the current state of Fortnite Battle Royale. So, right now, as you guys know, Fortnite is, you know, it's been, I think it's been pretty good. Do you guys think it's been good? I think it's been pretty good. I don't think it's that bad.
It's not that bad of a chapter, though. It's not
yeah,
that bad.
Yeah, it really isn't. I mean, people are complaining way too much over it. It's not even that bad, to be honest, so...
Like,
I'm not
the
gonna...
black hole, like, that was
I mean,
sick.
It could do some
fun.
Improvements.
Agreed,
for
yeah.
For what?
Such as, like, the POIs.
Oh, yeah, true. I mean, I wish they added, like, containers back or something, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's that POI, though.
They might bring it back next season. We don't know, because they
could
wash it up.
Imagine.
Because we're gonna get well, I'm not gonna. Never mind.
Yeah, let's not. We'll talk about that later in this.
Yeah.
But so, everyone... I think the current state of Fortnite, it's pretty good. Like the only problem with it right now is the sweats and the TTV kids who just don't have a life. Just get playing the game every day. I have nothing against sweats, like, but if you're gonna sweat, just go in arena or something. I'm just being honest. Like, don't make it miserable for people who just joined and just want to have fun playing the game. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think the storyline is great too. I think it's really good.
Yeah. Everyone. Okay, so when by the time we're making this video, it's like 2 days and like 10 hours to the Doomsday event.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, pretty much.
And the storm. Yes. If you haven't noticed, you haven't played a game. The circles and
are just pugs. Messed up. The whole map was in the circle.
It's Midas.
Right.
I played one game of Arena and the circles were normal, so it's definitely Midas. Or
yeah,
something.
It has to do with pubs, probably.
In the storyline.
But I think what's really exciting, by the way, Matt, you're drinking your chug jug, if you're wondering. So the point is I think, oh, you're thirsty, okay. So the point is that I think, personally, the storyline is great. I love Midas, because... You know, he's literally the guy we needed, in this art, like, in, just in Fortnite. Like,
we,
a guy
we always
to start
needed
everything.
A villain.
We need
actually.
A villain, exactly.
We always
like,
needed a villain.
Well, first of all, everyone thought the Visitor was a villain, for some reason, but he's not. He's actually trying to help us and
yeah,
save
everyone
us.
Actually, no, we weren't going to do that, thinking back to it.
Yeah, back to it, we were thinking that Visitor was going to be evil, but then we kind of changed that.
Like in season 4, by the way.
Yep. Dude, season 4 was a good season, I think.
I gotta admit,
it was kind of a downfall, though, of Fortnite, to be honest. Season 4 was when all the kids that, like, complained about everything, like, complained about Double Pump, complained about all the funds that, like, guided missile launchers and stuff. It's, like, the point of the game... Yeah, in season 3, that was when they, I think they nerfed Double Pump, something like that. But that was stupid.
It was even nervous, to be honest.
Yeah. They nerfed down to like season 5.
I wish they never added turbo building to the game, because if they didn't add turbo building, then we wouldn't be able to crank 90s and stuff, which...
I mean, that's kind of... I don't know what that would achieve.
Well, I mean, it would actually be a fun game. Like, honestly, think about that. It would be a fun game, because if you had no turbo building, then you wouldn't be able to crank 90s. You would literally, like, just have fun playing the game again. It would just
well,
be
I mean,
enjoyable.
The point of this game is building, really, because you don't see any other game. Like, you don't see Warzone, you don't see any other game that builds.
Agreed, yeah, true.
Like, this is a special game for that.
True that. I real quick just want to give a quick shout-out to our sponsor, Rogue Energy and Fatal Grips. Thank you guys for sponsoring this podcast. It means a lot that you guys are sponsored with me. If you guys want 10% off on all your purchases for Fatal Grips and Rogue Energy, use the code WCN for 10% off on all your purchases. So let's get right back into this. I think the storyline, though, it's a good storyline. I love the character development Midas and all them are getting. But what is your favorite skin in the Battle Pass? That's what I want to know.
For, like, which season?
This season.
Most likely I gotta go with
Sky. Same, I was gonna go Sky too, because Sky just,
yeah,
like,
Sky.
A cool character.
I thought you were gonna say Meowsles.
Ollie's cute.
I like Meowsles.
Yeah, I hate the built-in emote, like how... small cat, or whatever.
Now you wanna know something funny? I like how inside the trailer, when Midas was petting Meowsles, he just comes up and he's like, "You don't name me, I name you."
Yeah.
But it's surprising, he didn't turn to gold, like...
Oh yeah, when he petted him, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, I have something else that we can keep towards the end of this episode, for Midas. And it's really shocking that you think that this is the case, but it really isn't. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What is it? I don't...
You want to know now?
I kind of want to know.
Okay, so basically, Midas is actually able to control his touch.
What?
Did you not remember in the trailer when he had when he grabbed Black Knight's
yes,
helmet?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he touched it with one other finger and it turned to gold. So he's able to control it. So when he took that curse, It was for real. He didn't mean it. He didn't get it as a punishment. He wanted it for. He wanted to steal it from Oro because he wanted to have eternal power.
I agree.
Big brain time. Big brain.
But then I guess he'll regret it when he basically turns the engineer to gold. Maybe I don't know because apparently the engineer is Midas's daughter. Apparently that's what everyone's saying.
What if we were all wrong? What if the next season wasn't? Like, what if the Doomsday device is gonna do something different? Like, what if it's like a storm?
I think we're not gonna have the storm next season. That's my prediction. We're not gonna have the storm. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it'll be like, maybe like, not a storm, but it'll be like, because, so, if you guys don't know, there's gonna be a skin that comes out before the event. It's called Cyclo, or after the event. It's called Cyclo.
It's gonna be after.
Yeah, after probably. But, like, the point is, the agency is gonna get completely destroyed. There's literally, I'm gonna post probably a video, after I do this podcast or whenever I get this done or something. Maybe even before it. But it's gonna have the, pretty much some photos of the agency completely destroyed because my god, it's destroyed. It's done.
Thank you, Shadow.
Yeah, thank you. Or thank you, Storm, that Midas created. But so if you looked at the skin cycle, the description of it is defy the storm. I think defy it means is defy mean destroy.
By the way, can you put an announcement out before this that there are spoilers in this podcast?
Oh yeah, I forgot to.
You should probably remember that.
So there's spoilers in this. We're just talking about the Fortnite storyline and stuff right now. So hopefully you guys are fine with that. If you aren't, then I'm sorry, but. Oh well, it's fine. The point is, I'm sorry, I'm yawning. It's pretty late. You know what I mean? We're humans. You know, we're
it's
tired.
9:33 for me, and I don't have to work out today, so I'm grateful. But I have to work out tomorrow, unfortunately.
Okay, well it's 12:33 for me, so yeah.
Ouchie, ouchie.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's so,
for me it's 11:33.
Okay, so the point is that the skin cyclo. I think personally in the event, like what I'm predicting. Is Midas is going to be talking. We're going to see a cutscene of him talking to the henchmen. Did you guys see, like, the sound effects video I posted? Like, where you hear Midas and the henchmen talking? That makes me think there's going to be a cinematic, or at least we're going to hear them talking in, like, a speaker or something, because we hear that siren and everything, and it gets all crazy and everything. But I think what's going to happen is we're going to see a cutscene, which, if the whole event's a cutscene, I'm going to be kind of disappointed, to be honest, because...
Wait, but remember how, last Travis, season.
I mean,
like
we saw Travis Scott's event, and I mean, I was kind of shocked. So.
Oh yeah. So,
I can't
remember
imagine.
The beginning of chapter 2.
Yes.
Like, the black hole of like, no one knew it was a black hole event until the rocket hit that.
Well, we kind of predicted that it was gonna destroy the map because like everyone was saying, it's gonna destroy the map. Seven are gonna come back. You know, you get the point. I mean, I kind of predicted the seven come back, and I was like, oh my god, the seven. And, like, people were like, oh my god, you actually know the Fortnite storyline. Congrats, you actually are good at stuff.
Wait a minute, and... JC.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you think a Cyclone is one of the Brethren of the Seven?
No, that's impossible. I mean, it's not the impossible. Cookie? I mean, but, like, the seven is, the scientist, the visitor, the
Paradigm.
Girl female version Paradigm that the female version of her.
We need to know what the other ones are.
What if we're gonna see
Tempest? No.
Maybe.
They really should have given out all seven of the skins into a pack.
This is what I'm thinking. Imagine the seven pack. Like, I would buy that. Mm-hmm. I'm not even capping. I'd actually buy that. But they can't do
That'd
the visitor.
Seven skins.
They can't do the visitor because they can't do the visitor or the or Big Chungus. They can't do him either.
Yeah.
Like a prisoner and visitor. That rhymes. Did you realize that? Visitor and prisoner.
Yeah.
Interesting. But there's a guy in the event. He's called the Traveler. So visitor, prisoner, traveler. Is that fishy or something? Am I the only one?
That might be someone from the seven. We need to know all the seven, man.
No, but this is what I'm thinking. Literally, if you guys don't remember, the start of the season in that trailer, the tree or whatever, it showed a like the tree behind when the the tree skin when he went away from the tree.
Yeah,
it said the seven. It said the seven. It had like a heart and all this crap. So that was really weird and really interesting. But the point is,
wait, what if Midas is a part of it and we didn't know that?
Like, I mean, he's not part of the seven. That's impossible.
The tree, But
no,
the tree.
That's impossible. It's not possible.
No, there's a fight going on between between Shadow.
The
and
visitors are only they're robots. They're like aliens, basically. But like, can we just take in consideration this all started with that comet in the sky, and here we are in season two, chapter two, where where I have a doomsday device, and apparently a guy named the Traveler is gonna come. I think the Traveler might be Cyclo. I'm not even capping. I think it might be him.
It could be.
I mean, but who the heck knows? Either it's gonna be like the Ice King event where he basically like summons a storm, but it's not a snowstorm. It's actually like an actual water wave. But I was thinking this, the FNCS, I think it's still going on, so they can't have major map changes before the season ends. So that means that we're not going to see the whole map flood. I think before, so like, it's going to happen on Sunday or so, Saturday. What, Saturday, right? Saturday?
No, Saturday. It's Friday, the event.
The event's not Friday. No, that there's no way.
Saturday. Yes, it is. Today is Wednesday, and it's in 2 days.
2 days and 20 hours or something, so.
Yeah, you forgot about the
hours. Because it's literally on Friday.
No, it's... Oh, my God.
Yes, it is.
I'm not
count
even
the hours, too. Count the hours.
2 days and 10 hours.
And plus, it's going to be at 12 o'clock
Eastern
time. Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's two.
It's going to be at 2:05 p.m. EST.
On Saturday, yes.
Yes, on Saturday. So, the point is...
For me, it's 1:05.
Okay. Central time, whatever. I don't even know. Okay, but, so... The point is, yeah, you're, sorry, I'm so tired, man, oh my God, okay, so the point is, I don't know how many times, can we, like, count how many times I said the point is, like, holy crap, my God, I said so many times.
I haven't heard that, I didn't hear you say that.
Okay, well, I'm not even gonna question it, so, basically, I think the Traveler, either Cyclo or someone else, maybe even the Visitor is coming back or something, or maybe even Tempest, or maybe Midas is gonna put on Tempest's, like, armor or whatever, and harness the storm, and it's gonna be kind of like the Ice Storm event, like, from season, whatever season that was, season seven. That was the worst season ever, dude. That was probably one of the worst seasons ever, I'm sorry, I said
honestly,
it.
Who even knows at this point, to be honest?
Like, what do you guys think the worst season is? I'm just being honest.
Season 7 and 10 and 9, like, with the Mets.
Whichever one was the flipping...
I think season 8 was the worst season ever.
It was. You mean the one with the Aztec?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't
terrible.
That bad.
No, it destroyed half of the map. It destroyed Lazy Links, Wailing Woods, and Containers.
Well, part of Wailing Woods was still there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but it was a jungle. It wasn't Wailing Woods, it's a jungle.
Yeah, I said part.
Oh, true. But, like, the point was, is I hated that season, because also, the Battle Pass was, yeah.
It was not that great.
I mean,
the
Peely.
Only good thing about the Battle Pass was freaking Banana.
Peely, yeah. All the other skins were actually garbage. Like, who wants to wear those skins?
Hybrid is not that bad of a skin.
Hybrid's a terrible skin. What are you talking about? That skin is disgusting.
It's actually a pretty good skin, in my opinion.
I think the worst tier 100 skin of all time is Lux. I'm sorry.
But I agree.
If you want to be controversial like that, then Lux and Midas are pretty much the same thing.
No, they're not. Lux is not... Nothing compared. Lux is one of the worst skins ever, dude. Literally, a freaking ear, like a ring piece and a freaking like nose. But who wants to wear that? Literally, who wants to? No one.
Can I mention something?
Yeah.
Can we just all agree that she's a ripoff of Lifeline from Apex Legends?
Oh yeah. But who plays Apex Legends? Literally, I'm sorry.
Played one game and I deleted it instantly.
I played one game and I won and I got like 10 kills. And I just never played it again because that game is just boring, to be honest. So, yeah.
I would also like to mention another thing.
Yeah, what's up?
So, basically, like, I'm going to drop this really fast on it. People put in the leak saying about the Shadow Bombs are coming back, but where are they?
Also, I want to show you guys this. The Quad Crusher got a new sound. Literally, a new sound. Do you want to test it out?
Oh,
real
nice.
Quick?
That's great.
Yeah, yeah, here, on. I got it.
Okay, yeah. Like, I want to hear this. Inside. Let me turn on my sound.
Here, game
sounds.
I got it.
So you guys can hear this. Like, I'm not even joking around, okay? Look. Boost, boost.
Like, boost?
Boost. Yes.
That's new.
Oh, it is different. It's like...
Listen, just listen. Listen. Can I drive? Can I drive, Matt? Let me drive.
Yeah.
I'll drive one sec.
Come to us. Come to us.
Listen, listen.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, and when it ends, it goes...
Guys, the storm is right there, man.
I don't care about the storm. Good lord, it's a freaking storm.
Okay, let's move on to the next topic.
Exactly. Someone repair this and all this other stuff. There you go. Okay, we're good. Okay, so... basically, I think shadow bombs are gonna come out, like, eventually soon. I don't know when, but they will eventually come out. But yeah, FNCS still going on, so they wouldn't have any big map changes as to the, like...
Yeah, that's what I think they said that, though.
Okay, let me look it up. Yeah. FNCS.
They also said that, there's gonna be a tournament where basically, you could see the beginning of the event. I'm pretty sure that's what they said. There's gonna be, like, some sort of tournament if you reach top 5 or something like that.
Yo, can I mention one more thing about the, like, cutscenes and stuff for the event?
Go ahead.
So, remember, like, the beginning of Chapter 2, Season 1? Like, there was the black hole thing. Like, it sucked us in and brought us to this island. What if it's gonna be like that? Like, a cutscene?
No, why would they do that, though?
Like, I don't know why they would do that, because it wouldn't...
We're not going into a new map. I mean, there's gonna be teleportation. Yeah, yeah. They've confirmed that. That's in the game files. But, like, maybe we're gonna get teleported out of the map, and we're gonna see it get hit by a tsunami or something. Who knows? I mean, that'd be kind of cool. Like, maybe the... Listen to this, Trey. What if, like, the visitor, like, the visitor, like, teleported us out of, like, the area, or the traveler saved us from getting hit from the tsunami. So, or maybe they protect the agency, but it doesn't work. Or who knows? I don't know, dude. All I know is that Midas is trying to break the storm, and that's what he's doing. But if you guys don't know, I was talking to Trey about this. You guys know those, it's like those things you touch, and they have, like, electricity in them and all this crap. And if you touch them, it, like, conducts electricity to you.
Oh. Static shock.
What is it called? Tesla?
Static shock machine? Something like that? I don't know.
Remember
the thing that we had in Cayman, Joshua, where it was, down by that area? I can't say it, but, like, you know what I mean? The old place that got taken down?
Oh, yeah.
And it had the little, like, glove, like metal gloves, and you could touch it and it would, like, go really long and stuff, and it'd make your hair stick on end.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
What are those things called again?
I don't remember. But anyway, back to the point.
It's called a plasma globe, apparently. That's what it's
called.
That's
what it was, right?
Yes.
It was a plasma globe.
Yes, that thing. If you looked at Tim Sweeney's, like his breakdown, the Fortnite thing or whatever, he did like a stream on it. There was one of those things in the background, and I bet he was basically teasing the Doomsday Device like stages, basically. So that's pretty cool.
Move on to our next topic. And what is the current state of the event?
I think it'll be interesting. And we already kind of started talking about it.
Let's just finish up on that end and we can move on to something.
I think, personally, right now, the Doomsday event is going to be awesome. I mean, look at that Travis Scott event. I can't imagine.
Travis Scott.
I just can't imagine how good the event's going to be because...
Scott event. That's a fun little event that they hosted. What about the whole entire Fortnite, like...
Storyline. Like, the whole Fortnite storyline. Like, that's just...
I think it might be the best event that's gonna come out for all the seasons. That's controversial, but I might think so as well.
I mean, I don't blame you.
They have a solid storyline for this plot, and I think they could do really well, and they can do anything they kind of want, to be honest, that sticks towards the frame of the storyline. So they can be really creative, or just be super somewhat basic and let our speculations be somewhat correct.
Agreed.
What was your favorite event?
Season 3, for sure.
Your favorite event? Season 3, that wasn't even an event. You mean season 4.
Four, not three.
Well, season three, there was an event. Right? Yeah, we already did.
Okay, so, you know, like, how we were talking about the event, like, what if we're talking
about the best event, that's what we're talking about. This is my order, okay? I'm gonna tell you my order, okay? Now, this might be a little bit questionable, okay? I'm gonna write it down real quick. So, you have the season 4 rocket event, that's number 1 on my list. Are we doing, like, Fortnite storyline, not actual full-on events?
Fortnite storyline.
Okay, Rocket event. I think the Season X event was amazing. I don't care what anyone says.
It was okay.
No, you don't understand. Let me explain. The reason why I liked it is because it had so much build-up to it. And the cool thing about it...
It didn't really affect the storyline.
Yes, it did. We went into a new map. That's what made it even better. Why? Why? Now we're gonna die.
No, just get your sword finished. We'll be fine.
I'm just confused on why you did that.
I meant to save him up because it's one thing.
Maybe you should do a shield bubble. Yeah. So I think the Season X event was amazing. That was second. Third was the Tilted Towers Getting Destroyed event. That event was just amazing.
That was a good event.
That was an unvaulting event. And the unvaulting event at the same time. And then you come out of it and you see the volcano just hitting retail.
I was okay with the hitting tilted, but I hated it hitting retail. Like retail.
That was kind of annoying. Yeah, agreed. Same. I agree.
I loved retail.
If you had one option of bringing back a POI, what would it be?
Okay, we need to focus on one topic at a time, so we'll do that after we talk about the top events, okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, to be honest, containers would be mine, that's a fact. Like, I literally want containers back. OG containers, just... I landed there every freaking time. I went to pubs, dude, that was just the best.
Mine was Anarchy. I miss Anarchy.
Anarchy? Oh, it makes sense.
Shifty for me.
Honestly?
Yeah, actually, that was a good place, too.
Shifty was really good.
Yeah, that was actually pretty nice.
I conquered Shifty.
Everyone switch to Team 1 right now.
We are on Team 1.
We are on.
Then why did it take damage to the storm that you spawned?
I don't know. It's a storm. Let's just throw storm flips.
Wait, let me check.
How about you throw shield bubbles? Throw about that.
No, they don't work. It's storm flips.
Okay, throw them then. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Okay, yeah, so just keep throwing them, Matt, while we do this, okay? Just keep throwing them.
Can you turn infinite ammo on real quick so I can, like...
Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm sorry, guys. We kind of hit freaking tactical difficulties. Because the stupid freaking thing
is... We could kind of just edit it out and then just come back.
Yeah, I got you. Oh my god, let's actually do that.
Restart the game.
No, we're not restarting the game. No, stop. Stop.
Let's just keep on continuing.
Exactly.
Is infinite ammo on?
Where is the setting? I don't even know where the setting is.
It's in
infinite ammo. I got it. Okay, alright. So let's continue. I think, yeah, so Rocket Event, season 4 event was the best. Second for me was the Season X event. Third event was the Unvaulting event. Let me look up the list of Fortnite events. I just need to see them, because, like,
I prefer Season X because of its multiple events. By the way, Season X was when we had Gotham City.
I'm not trying to cap. Like, I think the worst season of all time on Fortnite was what's it called? It was The ice storm event, that was just terrible. And also the cube event wasn't even that good. Oh. Like, all that build up for nothing. Just nothing, dude. Literally nothing.
We had the butterfly riffs.
I know, but that was just not... No,
I know.
But the season 5 intro, that was...
Okay, so I'm gonna talk to you guys about this, guys. So here are the list of the events. You have the final showdown, you have the end event, you have the ice storm event, you have the butterfly event, you have the cube event, so it's like the same thing, I guess, I don't know. The blast-off event, and the meteor event. I'm not even capping. I loved the final showdown. That was awesome. People hated that event. I loved that event. Just a monster, like a giant robot.
I don't hate it.
You hated it.
Did I?
Yes, you were so mad. You were like, Cadus win. You got so mad.
Oh,
because...
right. Yeah, that was stupid. Yeah, the monster should have absolutely destroyed.
No, he freaking, dude, he flossed all over him. That was hilarious. I was laughing at that. Oh my God.
That's the one thing I hate, the one part of the event I really hate. I like it how the final showdown was based off Power Rangers. It was based off the Power Rangers.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, no, it was.
Nah, it looked like if you were in a Power Rangers movie or something like that.
I think it was just a superhero versus a monster.
That's pretty much what it was, and that's why you said the
Power Rangers.
Okay, I haven't watched Power Rangers, so I don't know, but the point is, so first for me, Rocket event, like season 4, second, season X event, third, final showdown, third would be the unvaulting event, you know what I mean, like the volcano, crap, fourth, you know what I'm talking about, right, fourth is... No, does heck no.
No.
Fourth, the, oh my God, sorry. I'm so bad. Final showdown. Yeah, so first...
Yeah, his just alternating.
First is season 4 event. Second, season X. Third is the, unvaulting event. Fourth is the final showdown. Fifth, it would be, the... blast-off event, which I have no freaking idea what that is, but I guess we'll go with it.
Blast-off was the, remember when the...
Was that season 4, probably? That was the rocket event. That's what I was talking about, okay. Yeah, so season 4, so the blast-off event, and then season X, final showdown, and then, the robots.
Well, technically, Season X had multiple events.
No, it didn't.
Parts, because we had Gotham City, we had Tilted Town, we had all...
That's not an event. That is not an event, dude.
No, I said partially events. Partial.
No, but a partial event is like a comet or a meteor hitting the island. That's partial. Not a freaking map change.
No, I think this is what he's trying to say is it led up to an event.
Yeah, basically.
Because all those led up to the rift zones in like Pandora, like led up to the rift zone.
Kind
the
of,
rocket hitting. Wait.
I guess I don't know, but I think the volcano event was really cool. The butterfly event, I hated it because it made my game crash. Yeah, I mean, like, I think my last two events would be the volcano, not the volcano, I'm so stupid, the freaking butterfly event and the ice storm event. Those are my two most hated events. And people are like, oh my gosh, why do you hate on Kevin? I just hated the event. It was such a waste of time, and it was such a bad build-up. Like, and then the cube literally, like, just, it goes around the whole map for, like, half of the season, and we look at it and everything, and it does absolutely nothing. Yeah. And then till it goes back in a lake, and then it goes and turns to another island, that goes around again to the same runes, and it comes back, and then explodes, and the butterfly event happens. Like, it has nothing to do with man. I mean, obviously I brought the butterflies, but that's pretty much it. That's all I brought. That's it. Nothing that big, so. Yeah, that's mine. What do you guys think?
Well, I would part. Okay, for the worst event, I don't even know, to be honest. Like,
I'm just gonna say this, the Ice King event.
Most likely the Ice King event. Because
that season was so bad. Oh my god.
The Ice King event. Our next topic?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay, so our final topic that we will discuss today is how would the next season be like? Do you guys have any speculations on what might be in it?
And, 100%. I have a lot of speculations.
What would be for the Battle Pass?
Well, it's been confirmed that it's some of the map is at least going to be underwater. Apparently, sharks are going to be on the map, so that's really interesting.
Considered as false information.
It's literally in the teaser. Are you okay?
Oh, actually, no, that's true.
It's a teaser. Dude, hurt. Come on, guys. You gotta be responsible with that. Come on, man. Just keep throwing them. Okay, anyway, so, I think what's gonna happen is half the map is gonna be underwater from the flood. Already we know the agency is gonna get completely destroyed, and the shadow version of the agency actually got scrapped. It's not even in the game files anymore, which is actually interesting, so that's kinda crazy to be honest. But the craziest thing about this whole situation is the fact that literally people clickbait. I hate the clickbaiters, dude. They just Oh my god, that ticks me out, dude. Really ticks me off.
What I think is gonna happen, I think like leakers have said, there's like there's in the leaks, there's teleporting, like getting sucked in. I think kind of like the black hole event, like when they got sucked in.
That would suck.
Can I say something?
Or not like sucked into something? A different map.
If it's just like the map and it's raining and the water slowly rises, I'm going to scream.
I mean, I'm fine with, you know, teleporting and the whole map is completely destroyed. I would love that.
I don't think that makes sense for teleportation.
But season 3 would be a kind of a letdown because there would be no map changes at all. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so. Since the map is gonna be based off of underwater theme, right? Remember back in season 8 when we had Lazy Lagoon? What if that comes back?
No.
No, there's no.
That's impossible. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude.
I know it's fine. I'm just saying.
I'm just being honest. It's not gonna come back. I don't think anyway. Like.
What would be your thoughts if it came back?
If it came back, good for it. I don't like it, really. I really don't like it.
That'd be good.
Because season 8 was just a terrible season overall. I hated it. Because it was just a waste of my time. Waste of my money, honestly. It was. Like, the only good thing was Peely. That's literally it. That's just it.
And Conga.
And Conga. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, no, that's kind of sucky, not gonna lie.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, literally perfect timing.
But I have hopes for the next season. I think it's gonna be really good.
I think it'll be good. A lot of, all the pros are complaining about how they're gonna quit. I'm like, you know what? Who gives a frick about you guys?
Yeah.
We don't care
about
you.
Goodbye, Symphony.
Like, if you leave, then bye-bye sweat. That's why everyone's sweating.
Exactly, because of you idiots who literally have... And then this is the sad part. They're like, I'm gonna quit. Yet they literally have, a tournament to do. Or something. And then they come back immediately. Stupid. Like, that's what ticks me off, bro. I see so much of that.
They just play the game for the money. They don't even play it for fun. You know?
Oh my god, yeah, dude.
Okay, someone flips. So we're gonna lag the server, bro.
No, we're not. We're never gonna lag it.
Can I say something?
No, I don't.
So remember how Musilk was the best player back in season 1 and season 2?
Oh yeah.
I think he started all the sweating things, cranking 90s.
Musilk
was the first. No, he was the
Whoever
first
came
one
up with, like,
Just remove turbo building. We just need to remove turbo building. That's the problem, dude. No, but listen. They removed turbo building back in, like, what's it called? In season 10. And then, you know, to give everyone a vibe. And then all the pros complained about how they couldn't crank in 90s. And I was thinking, sitting here, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Because then people can't build and it's fun. But then that was back when the mechs were there too. So that was kind of the problem. I think right now, to be honest, in this map with no turbo building would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I guess it would be okay.
I just realized my turbo building is off the whole time.
Seriously? No reason you couldn't build, dude. No reason.
But what I'm hoping for is like a half human, half shark skin. Kind of like how Meowskulls is.
You mean, I mean, we technically have one, the chomp, sir. The chomp.
But it's not a real shark.
Oh, you mean like
I wish
king
we get
shark,
like a, like I wish we got like a manatee or like sea creature theme. That's kind of what I want.
What if we have like, so you know how people are saying like there's like a quote unquote Aquaman skin?
Well, then.
That's clickbait.
Is that it for the podcast?
That's clickbait, yeah.
Yeah, I said quote-unquote Aquaman skin, but,
Well, yeah, they're saying that they're gonna have a mermaid skin into the item shop, but the Aquaman thing is not...
Yeah.
Yeah, how the heck do you go from Marvel to freaking DC? Like, that doesn't happen. That's not...
I mean, yeah.
No, I know why. I know why they went from Marvel to DC. Because of Gotham City. They're celebrating Batman's 80th anniversary.
I know, but they want to just do that tomorrow.
I'm literally going to have eyes straight if you keep throwing freaking...
Then just don't even look at the freaking thing. I mean, simple as that.
I mean, you could just hear us without looking.
Agreed.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, I think that'll be it for the first episode. What a long freaking podcast. How long was that? It felt like an hour.
40 minutes, about.
It felt maybe like 45 minutes.
Like,
tops,
maybe?
About
like 50. 50 minutes.
No, it was about 40 minutes. You guys want to see how long we can stay in slum,
though? Honestly, though? But yeah, guys, we're going to end it here. I hope you guys all enjoyed this video. If you did, drop a like. Subscribe to the channel if you did enjoy this podcast. How much likes should we aim for this podcast? Like, you know.
How about, let's aim for 15.
15, okay.
15 for 50.
We are not reaching 50 likes. There's no way.
I said 15.
My guy said 15. He said 50. Josh did.
No, I said 15. Well, maybe it was...
We're not going 50. No, I was talking about Josh. He said 50, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, okay, buddy.
Yeah, that's ain't happening. We ain't at 1,000 subs yet, boy. You know? Like, anyway, I just want to say thank you guys so much for supporting us. Now, we're about to reach 700 subscribers, like, unfreaking real. So, thank you guys so much for watching this podcast. If you watched the whole thing, comments, what should you comment? Hashtag Midas is a poopy head.
And hashtag epic part.
And you cannot skip through the video, so make sure you actually watch the whole thing.
Yeah, true that. I mean, if you do. Trey, do you think I watched the whole podcast? Do you think?
I mean,
why do we have to watch it when we literally did it?
I think it's really cool.
Oh, I mean, we will.
No, I'm saying, do you think... No, we're not epic partners. Stop saying that. Like, you're trying to give me... Band boy?
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the point is, thank you guys all for watching. It's a lot. And, we're aiming for 15 likes on this, so, yeah.
They made this an official series, by the way.
Yes, well, I mean, it already is. So, yeah.
Alright.
I don't think we're gonna not reach 15 likes. I'm being straight up honest with you. I mean,
it's only a 2-tick, the storm.
Yeah, I don't care, but it's fine. Anyway, we're gonna end the stream here. I mean, what the frick did I just say? End the podcast. And, yeah. Have a great rest of your day, evening, afternoon, whatever time it is for you in the world. And, yeah. Peace.